If there's one person we would most like to deliver a giant quarantine-baked birthday cake to today, it's got to be Michigan's own living legend, Stevie Wonder. He is turning 70. Ann DeLisi, host of Ann DeLisi's Essential Music on WDET, is a huge Motown buff, and she's preparing a Stevie Wonder 70th birthday special. It's going to be airing on WDET this weekend. Ann, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's my pleasure to talk about Stevie Wonder.
There are so many transcendent artists we could talk about who emerged from Motown. What makes Stevie Wonder both unique in the Motown pantheon and as someone who's really kept producing relevant music through the decades?
One of the things was he really was the real deal. You know, he was this kid who was just enormously talented, but still was a kid. And he did things that, you know, given his blindness, you wouldn't expect him to be so adventurous. Yeah, I'm going to go try to ride a bike. I'm going to go jump off of this or climb this tree. And then on top of that, he was so enormously talented. And so he was a kid when he signed to Motown, and he grew up making music. It's just a remarkable story, like a remarkable personal story. And the fact that he really was truly enormous, and of course still is.
They say that heaven is 10 zillion light years away.
What do you see him reflecting in his songwriting that made him stand out even among names like Marvin Gaye and some of the other artists who were working in the city at that time?
So when Stevie Wonder turned 21, his contract with Motown had expired and he was going to re-sign. So they were hoped he would, and he did. But he knew at that time at 21 that he wanted total creative freedom over his work, which he got. And that is when an explosion of creativity happened. And a lot of it dealt with social issues, political issues, but the music was so incredible that people might not have even realized what they were listening to.
Mary wants to be a superwoman. Is that really in her head? But I just want to live each day to love her for what she is.
Like, because the music was so infectious. And so he just really incredible combination of knowing exactly what he wanted, going after it, saying things the way he wanted to say them, and packaging them in some of the most incredible music ever. And it absolutely worked for him. This was all before he was 30 years old.
As a music fan, anytime Stevie Wonder's picture shows up on media feeds or if one of his songs gets played in a news context, there's this sense of terror. Maybe he's sick, something worse than that. Why is it that Michiganders feel so connected to Stevie Wonder in this way that we worry about him?
Well, he's getting older, and we've seen, unfortunately, so many legendary artists pass. And so, you know, he talked very openly last year about the fact that he needed a kidney transplant. And so I think that people that know that, that's kind of on their mind, is he okay? You know, he was born in Saginaw and grew up in Detroit. And so we feel this connection to somebody like he's our own, you know, artist. And we are in this state proud of artists like him. And so Stevie Wonder never records another thing. It's okay. I just like knowing that he's there.
Ann DeLisi hosts Ann DeLisi's Essential Music on WDET. Be sure to spin that radio dial over to DET this Saturday at noon for a Stevie Wonder 70th birthday celebration. I'm April Baer. Thanks for listening. We'll catch up with you Thursday.
Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest.